Greetings, everyone, and welcome to a brand new year. 2017 will be a breakthrough year for you. This is the year of your restoration, your healing, and your deliverance. You must make up in your mind today that the old year is behind you and that you will not carry any of that old baggage with you into this new year. I am Pastor Isaac Tapper, pastor of the New Covenant Church of God at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. Thank you for joining us today. I've been asked by some of our listeners to speak again on a subject I brought to you a few weeks ago. Enabling destructive and bad behavior only destroys the one you are trying to protect and hurts everyone around you. If you will turn with me in your Bibles to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 25, we will start reading at verse 2. Now, there was a man in Maon whose business was in Carmel, and the man was very rich. He had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats, and he was shearing his sheep in Carmel. The name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife was Abigail, and she was a woman of good understanding and beautiful appearance, but the man was harsh and evil in his doings, and he was of the house of Caleb. David and his men protected Nabal's flocks and herds while they were in the wilderness. David made sure that none of Nabal's sheep or goats were harmed in any way, and none of his young men were disturbed or threatened in any way. And so when Nabal's men returned to him, it was at sheep shearing time, and David and his men were hungry. So David sent word to Nabal to please send food to him and some of his young men, for they were all hungry. But Nabal's answer was very indignant. He insulted David with an answer. He sent word back to David that he would not send him any food, and he was very rude in his response to David. I am sure we all remember the story of Nabal and Abigail and David in 1 Samuel 25. David had protected Nabal's large flock while his men were in the wilderness. And so when Nabal began to shear his sheep at the shearing time, David sent his young men to ask Nabal for some food. And Nabal turned and told David that he would not give him food because David was but a runaway slave. The biblical narrative goes on to tell us that when David received word of what Nabal had said, he took 400 armed men and started back to Carmel, where Nabal was, to kill every male in his house. But when Nabal's wife Abigail was told what had happened, she quickly gathered together some provisions for David and his men and met David on the road, not too far from her husband, and she convinced David not to kill her husband and every male member in her family. In the past, whenever I read 1 Samuel chapter 25, I saw Abigail as an ideal example of how to deal with very difficult circumstances. Many people would have reacted the same way Abigail did. But as I studied this chapter in light of some recent Bible study, I saw something more going on here. I realized Abigail was a strong and insightful woman, but not as strong as I first thought. Many people find themselves in the shoes of this woman. The Bible said she was married to a man named Nabal, and since biblical names often describes the personality or character of a person, the name Nabal means fool or rude or ill-bred, stubborn and disagreeable. I think you get the idea. I think his underlying problem was a feeling of worthlessness. He was from the family of Caleb, and the name Caleb means dog. Imagine going through life with a name that means foolish dog. First name Nabal and the last name Caleb. And even though he was a successful and prosperous man, for in verse 2, the Bible tells us of his wealth even before they told us of his name. Many people are defined by what they have and not who they are. But with all of that wealth, deep down on the inside, Nabal still saw himself as a foolish dog. You cannot let others define who